This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Fed up with companies selling your data? DuckDuckGo is on it. They help millions of people like you take back their privacy online. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. Nate Boyer, probably about 7 minutes away, Woods.
Yeah.
So we'll hear a little bit more of the reaction to Drew Brees and his comments before we have Nate Boyer joining us, the former Green Beret. It all comes after this check of traffic. On 97.3 The Fan, here's Kelly Danick. Woods, let's go back and listen again to what Drew Brees had to say. Just so, you know, we get the proper context. Like, he was asked again about using kneeling during the national anthem, like Colin Kaepernick did, as a form of protest. This was an interview with Yahoo Finance, and maybe not the smartest decision that Drew Brees has ever made. First of all, to kind of be doing that interview, and then to not choose his words more carefully. But here's what Drew Brees had to say yesterday.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s, and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better. And that we are all part of the solution.
All right. It's okay for Drew Brees to feel that way about his national anthem experience.
Yeah, that's his.
I hope no one's trying to take that away from Drew Brees.
Nobody would.
He is very much allowed to feel patriotic, to think about the sacrifices of his grandfathers as he is standing. Not everyone has had the same American experience, though, that Drew Brees has. Drew Brees has had the American experience of growing up as a white person, growing up as a male, growing up as a successful star athlete and becoming a highly paid superstar quarterback in the National Football League. Pretty great American experience. Others have had more difficult experiences. Colin Kaepernick has had a good American experience, I would say. But he also was a star quarterback and, you know, had a successful career, went to a Super Bowl. But I didn't get the sense that Colin Kaepernick is protesting on behalf of himself.
He's not.
He is protesting on behalf of other people.
Colin Kaepernick was never held down with a knee in his neck for 9 minutes, you know. But he was looking at a lot of cases of racial injustice. When a guy, you know, accused of possibly forging a $20 check or a $20 counterfeit bill, whatever it was, that's what he was protesting. And the guy died. I mean, that's not a punishable by death offense. That's what he was protesting.
Is it,
silently on his knee.
What would be a, I guess my question for Drew, what would be a better way? If Colin Kaepernick silently, when he gets home at night, silently, you know, says to himself, I wish things were better. That's not going to help change anything.
Correct.
Colin Kaepernick decided the attention of the platform that I have is going to bring focus.
It will shine a light
onto this issue. I can do more good and get more awareness by making a stand here during the national anthem.
Or making a kneel.
Making it, yeah, my kneeling during the national anthem. Very
right.
Good. Is that not an effective, isn't he proving that that was an effective way to make his point?
And isn't that the very freedom that we have in this country to silently protest? Isn't protest one of the things that makes our country our country?
Now, I don't think you can infringe on other people's freedoms when you're protesting. You can't successfully protest brutality by going out and, you know, shooting other people. That's, you know, it's not okay to infringe on other people's freedoms. But Colin Kaepernick kneeling did not infringe on my freedom to stand during the national anthem. It didn't infringe on Drew Brees' freedom to stand and enjoy the national anthem.
No one told them that they had to also kneel.
No.
No one. Colin never said, I'm kneeling. If you don't kneel, then you love police brutality. He never said that. People missed that mark.
We played some of the reaction to Drew Brees, Ed Reed, Malcolm Jenkins' teammate. One of the most fiery threads on Twitter came from Martellus Bennett.
Marty B. I mean, Marty B is a polarizing guy.
Yeah.
He always has been. When I read this yesterday, I was blown away. Ben reads Marty B?
Yeah, it's pretty rough stuff here, but also I think from the heart. At Marty Soros Rex. Damn, y'all thought Drew would say something different than what he did. Laughing, crying emojis followed by that. Tell me one white QB that truly stands for something other than their Captain America images. Not one of them spoke up when it wasn't easy to speak up. Now they're writing statements. And y'all want to applaud them for these statements when y'all crucified every athlete that said something by protesting it in the beginning. Locking arms was always stupid. There was no risk in locking arms. It was no different from these corporate BLM statements. Look, in Happy, they're saying something, but when they had a chance to make a big play for their black teammates and colleagues, most of them remained silent,
yep.
Showed ignorance, or didn't say anything of importance when it was really needed. And he goes on.
And on.
And on.
And on.
And on.
And on.
The
Captain America quote is what got me. I was like, ugh, because remember, when it happened, it was everyone clammed up. They just clammed up. Every white quarterback just clammed up.
No one wanted to, you know, get a tweet from the president. No one wanted Roger Goodell to call them into the office. So most of them did kind of stay silent on it. And, you know, there's safety in numbers. When Jerry Jones was down there on the field, you know, kneeling with everyone, then it's safe. Then everyone
yes.
can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it was just Colin Kaepernick or just Colin Kaepernick and a couple of other guys to have taken a stand right then, that was very dangerous. That would have put the crosshairs on you, and I think Martellus Bennett makes a pretty good point.
Makes a bunch of good points.
So, Drew Brees came out with a statement this morning. He acknowledged that his words were not helpful.
Yeah, he acknowledged he hurt a lot of friends and teammates and guys that I'm sure he considers brothers. I'll say it again for the thousandth time. I don't believe that Drew Brees is a racist. I believe that Drew Brees is a very privileged guy. That has had a really great American experience. And I think you have to remember that not everybody is as privileged as you, Ben, me, Woods, you, Paul, maybe some of you listening right now.
Honestly, Drew could have changed a few words of what he said yesterday and probably made it a little more okay. I don't believe in disrespecting the American flag, but different people have different ideas of what that means. While I wouldn't kneel, I certainly support the rights of other people to kneel in peaceful protest during the national anthem. Here's what I personally think of when I'm standing and put my hand to my heart, but I acknowledge that other people have had different experiences and may feel a different way than I do. Okay, yeah, maybe not, you know, helpful in terms of advancing the social justice movement, but, you know, true to himself perhaps. But when you just are asked, you know, what do you think about the athletes kneeling? And then you just immediately go, I don't believe in disrespecting the flag. Well, all of a sudden, you have just assigned and said, oh, these people were disrespecting the flag.
Correct.
Even though that's not what it's all about. Bad choice of words by Drew Brees. you know, mismanaged that entire interview and now is paying the price for it today with the reaction that he's got from fellow players.
Yeah. Yeah, we are waiting for Nate Boyer to join us. You got him? Oh, perfect.
Absolutely. Let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Joined right now, and he's been very busy, so appreciate him giving us a couple of minutes here at the end of the show. Green Beret, and the guy who a lot of respect for what he did for Colin Kaepernick when this all started several years ago. Nate Boyer is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Nate, it's good to have you on the Ben and Woods program. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys. Appreciate you having me.
Nate, are you surprised that this is still a thing right now?
No. I want to say yes, but not really. I mean, just like it's something I've been kind of saying lately, and it's so true. Like, social media has become the mainstream media, and with the amount of how quickly things get passed around and shared, and how, you know, it's just a lot of it's just quick bites, and you know, you hear a little bit of something, and like, man, you got to be pretty measured out there. I will say that, because like, to speak on the Drew Brees thing real quick, you know, he's a really good dude, man. He does a lot for the city of New Orleans, for the community, whether it's post Katrina or, you know, helping secure voter rights for formerly incarcerated people in Louisiana. Like, he helped lead that charge with some of the Saints players. Even what he said, his response, like, I don't think he said what he said. So I don't know what he meant, you know, exactly. But I don't know. I don't think he meant to ostracize, you know, himself or make this issue about something it's not.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, like, we've got to, for these guys that are working really hard in the league, a lot of these players, to make sure that narrative is understood, that, you know, the protests are about racial inequality, social injustice, police brutality, and that kneeling during the anthem was a mechanism to raise that attention and to get those voices heard. But it's not about, you know, disrespecting the flag, disrespecting the military. And I think Drew knows that. But, you know, I also understand, like, when he was talking about the other part of that video that's important to me, too, is the way that he feels when the anthem is played, because I feel the same way.
Sure.
You know, and that's not a bad thing to feel patriotic.
Not at all.
It's not a bad thing to love your country and want to stand with your hand on your heart. But if somebody else, if other people feel the same way, it's just that acknowledgement and understanding that, hey, I'll stand for you. And, you know, until you feel that way, you know, maybe you shouldn't, you know. But when you do, I'm looking forward to the day that you do feel the same way that I do. And I'll keep fighting to make it happen until that day comes.
You know what actually bothered me the most about what Drew Brees said is when he called for the unity of everyone standing. And I'm looking at this picture, Nate, it's a famous picture of you standing with your hand over your heart for the national anthem with Colin Kaepernick kneeling right next to you. And you know what that picture screams to me? Unity.
Unity.
That picture to me is all about what unity is. And it's one person standing with his hand over his heart, another kneeling right next to him. And I feel like Drew Brees kind of missed the point. How can you not look at that picture and not feel the unity of that moment?
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. And I thought that back when it was taken, I was like, you know what, even if this image to a lot of people would seem maybe confusing or divisive, and they'll make it divisive in some way, you know, I thought it was really important and, you know, indicative of where we're at as a country, or at least maybe where we should be going, where it's like people that look completely different. You know, the only things we really had in common, that, you know, we both played football. He was slightly more talented than me. And, we're both men, you know what I mean? Otherwise, we had a lot that weren't similar. We're both in California. I mean, you know, we're at least raised there. You know, so we have some of those things. But once you sit around and talk to somebody, even though you have all these different, you know, fundamental ideals and backgrounds and beliefs and all these things, we have so much in common, and at the end of the day, we both want our country to be better. You know, I do. I love my country, but, like, I'm always going to work on me being a better person and the country being better. And, like, if I'm not all about that, then I'm not patriotic, in my opinion. And so, anyway, that's a good point, though. That is a very unifying picture, now that you say that. So I'll take that to the bank.
We are talking to Nate Boyer here on Ben and Woods this morning. If you don't know Nate, he is the one that met Colin Kaepernick years ago and said, hey, man, there may be a better way to get your message across. How receptive was Colin at that meeting? How did that meeting between the two of you go? Did it take a little while? What was the conversation like? It's very fascinating.
You know where that...
And it's a huge piece of American history, man. I mean, whether you realize that today or not, it's a huge, huge piece of our history.
Do you know where that took place?
No.
I know the photo was taken right at Qualcomm Stadium.
Qualcomm, yeah.
Yeah. So
preseason, right?
Yeah.
We were preseason. We were at Horton Plaza, the hotel there that the team, like the Vaude visiting team, stay. I think it might be the Westin. I don't know. Anyway, we were just in the lobby there when we had this conversation. And, you know, it's like there's people coming in, taking photos and doing that whole deal. And it was really crazy because there wasn't media there. It was just people. He'd all of a sudden, you know, been all over the news the last week or
thrust
two.
Thrust into the spotlight. Yeah. You see Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, Colin Kaepernick, we're taking a picture. Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. I mean, he took the Niners to the Super Bowl. So he was popular then, but now he had the afro and just is a totally different thing. And but it wasn't anything about that, man. We just sat there in the lobby. Eric Reed actually came down and joined us, and we talked about everything, man. We talked about our backgrounds, we talked about, you know, my time in the military, we talked about how he grew up, and we just talked about why he's doing what he's doing and what was important to him, because, you know, I needed to understand very clearly from him before I said anything really and stepped forward. And, you know, I'd written an open letter to him just explaining my experiences, why I feel the way that I do about it, but also saying, hey, look, you know, at the end of the day, I took the oath to defend the Constitution and the First Amendment is freedom of speech. And so I fought for what you're doing. I don't have to like it or agree with it. That's not the point. I don't have to, but I should respect it. And understand that those are the freedoms that everybody that joins the military fights to defend. You know what I mean? We don't have to agree with them. I'll make that implicitly clear, and I don't or explicitly clear, and I don't speak for everybody either. You know, I'm speaking for myself, and so these are the same things I talked to with Colin at the time. And at that time, he was sitting on the bench in protest, and by the end of the conversation, he just asked me, "Hey, is there another way I can demonstrate that's not going to offend people in the military?" And I was like, man, no matter what you do, you're going to offend people. That's just life, especially today. I mean, you can't do anything. And I said, but I personally think if you're not going to stand, if you're committed to that, which he said he was, I think sitting on the bench by yourself, isolated, isn't as powerful as maybe being alongside your teammates. It makes it look like maybe you're kind of just sitting it out, or you don't care, or something like that. And I don't, from talking to you, that's not what I'm getting from you. And so I said, the only other thing I could think of would be taking a knee, you know, alongside your teammates. And I think that's more respectful. I think, you know, it's never been seen as a sign of disrespect, as far as I'm concerned. People take a knee to pray and propose to their wives, and even people in the military will take a knee at a fallen brother's grave to pay respect. So. He agreed. He actually thought it was better, and, you know, thus the knee that night, and I stood next to him.
History at Horton Plaza. Nate Boyer, really appreciate it. I know you got a busy schedule. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Awesome. Really great stuff.
That was great.
Nate Boyer on our SDCCU fan hotline.
What a show.
Quickly, Woo! Vote SDCCU for Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Reader's Poll daily at sdccu.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not Big Bank Banking, it's better. You know what? If everyone could get together in the lobby of a hotel or for a pretzel at Horton Plaza, there wouldn't be that many problems. Because fundamentally, you talk to each other long enough, you have enough commonalities, you realize Colin Kaepernick's a guy, Nate Boyer's a guy, you and me. You just have to have the willingness to listen and talk, Woods. And that's
listening is the big part.
That's what I take. Listening's the big part, and that's what I take away from this whole week, really. It's been a great week. We'll finish it up tomorrow at 5 a.m. Thanks to Paul Reindel.
Freaky Friday!
I'm Ben. Freaky Friday tomorrow on 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.